Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. Afreilich and Chanukah. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Miketz Tov Shin Pei Hei. In the end of the Parsha, as we know, the Shvatim came down to Yosef a second time with Binyamin, and they ate together, and the Pasuk says, Perek Mem Gimel, the last pasuk in the Perek, pasuk Lamed Aled, Vayisa Masos Meispanav Aleim, gave presents, Vateirav Masos Binyamin Masos Kulam Chamish Ados, and Binyamin got five times as much, Vayishtu, and they drank, Vayishkeru Imai, and they became drunk with him. So we are going to see Reb Meir Simcha's pshat here, and we are going to see some other unbelievable pshatim. There are two diyukim here to ask. Number one, Vayishkeru, why they get drunk? And why imai? Why does the Torah stress imai? So when you look in the Sipurne on this pasuk, Vayishkeru imai, b'mine yein malchus rav shenasen lifneim, shalai hayu mergalim behem. The reason they got drunk is because he gave them, this is a royal palace, all different types of wines there, and they weren't accustomed to it. Whenever you're together with gedolim who have finer tastes than you, you have to be careful and accustom yourself to what they're eating or drinking. And they didn't do that. But when you're going to go and to be together with the ruler, you should understand what's in front of you. So the Sipurna is giving here a practical reason of what happened. Vayishtu, vayishkeru imai. And because they were with him sounds like because they were with Yosef, the Melech, and there's many different wines that they were in Murgul, and they didn't pay attention not to drink, called Tzarcha min Arishain, so they became drunk. It sounds like the first one they drank already got them going, and Memela after that, it was, they drank more, and they became drunk. The Medrash and Medrash Rabbah here, Parsha Tzadi Beis Ois Hei, says, Vayishtu Vayishkeru Imai, Imai Shasu, Aval Chutz Bimenu Lai Shasu. With him they drank, but not with him, they didn't drink, Dom Rav Levi, Kol Chos Beishana Shalai Rais An Leitam Yayin. That all 22 years, They didn't see Yosef. They hadn't drunk wine, which is the Medrash Rashi brings. Vayishkeru imay umiyayim shemachru loishasu yayin v'loihu shasu yayin. That's the imay. That's if you understand what Rashi is doing here. Imay with him. This is the first time they drank wine in 22 years. The first time he drank wine in 22 years. Vayisay hayayim shasu. I've written in my Shachachma here to look further in Parshas Vayechi what Meir Simcha says over there. Okay, he talks about over there by Nazir Echav. Okay, Yoyin Sham. So that is Rashi's quoting this Medrash, paraphrasing it. That's Imay Shasu Chutz Bimenu Lay Shasu. So the Yufei Tayar says, Ki kizar nechshav lefaneinu sheyisaper akosuv bignus hashvatim sheshasu ad ki ishkeru. This is very strange. The pasuk should say the shame of the shvatim that they drank until they got drunk. Ki hashichrus mida meguna himayid. L'chei mefarish keim alei shasu yayin chutz mimenu v'loi hurgulu b'yayin. The reason they got drunk is 22 years they didn't drink any wine. They didn't drink a lot. But since this was Imai, this was the first time they drank in 22 years, and Yosef as well, so they were not accustomed to wine. So Mamele, even with a little bit of wine, they already became drunk. As I state in Yafei Taya. Let us see Rameir Simcha's Gainus here. Sipur Zeakosov. Why did the Torah write this? The kasha we've been asking. Ki b'mechuvon asa ze Yosef. Dr. Meir Simcha, Yosef b'kavona. He intentionally got them drunk. Why? Because the chayyah, there's a problem here. He has a whole plan. He's going to send them off, and he's going to plant the gavia in Amtachas Binyamin, and Memela, Binyamin is going to be his Eved. But there's an obvious question, and that is, Shekasher Yoimar Shebinyamin Gonav Hagavia, Eichi Kocheu Ligano Bisech Beisel Eved. Really, Chazal, the Rashi, the Mepharshim speak about this. The end of the Parsha and the beginning of next week's Parsha. So Yosef HaTzadik already understood that there's going to be a problem here. Because if he's going to convince them Binyamin stole the Gavia, and he wants to take him as an Eved, why are you taking a Ganav into your house? It doesn't make any sense. Who will hold and keep a Ganav in his house? So therefore Yosef gave them wine to drink, V'yoymar, and he'll answer them, no, Binyamin's not really a Ganav. Shahar be'yayin oise. But as we know, that's a lashon from the Mishnah in Saita. Har be'yayin oise. Yayin can get people to do things that they're not really accustomed to doing. U'machma shoyoshosu yumale yayin. Because Binyamin was drunk, chamar ha'gaviyah she'inachish b'yosef. He was desired the gaviyah she'inachish b'yosef, because it doesn't really make sense. If he's a Ganav, let him steal something else. Punt the gaviyah. Haloi, as they said at the parsha, at the end of the parsha, the avodim of Yosef told the shvatim, haloi, what was the lashon? Haloi zeh yishta adoni bay v'inachesh inachesh bay. Hare Yosef asher asisem. Do you understand what you did over here? You took this kaviyah that is menachesh. The teretz is, it makes sense. When a person's drunk, he doesn't think rationally. He sees a kaviyah she inachesh bay adarabba. That's the one that he wants. Okay, so you'll say, okay, but why did he have to get them drunk? Even if he gave them a little bit of wine, already he could have a taina that a little bit of wine makes you tipsy. No, because Achem Yotzu Karboiker. Because a few psukim later it says, when did they leave? They left in the morning. Haboiker Arva Noshim Shulchu. They left in the morning. V'yashnu B'layla Achar HaSoda. And they went to Suda, and they went to sleep after the Suda. In other words, they had the Suda at night, and they drank, and they went to sleep, and they got up early in the morning to leave. V'lushosu yayin haloi shina mafigosam. The Gemara in Ervin Samachdal Ramad Bey says that if a person drinks wine and he's not 100% clear in his mind, he has an Eitzah. Go to sleep, and the shina will be mafigit. It'll weaken the power of the wine, and he'll become sober. So there's a problem here. If Yosef gives them just a little bit of wine to drink, so that's enough to make it that he might have this machshava to steal the gaviyah. But the fact is, they're going to go to sleep, and by the next morning he's sober. And if he takes the gaviyah, then there's no time anymore. He's drunk. Oh, lochein vayishkeru imoy. So that's why Yosef, it wasn't enough to give them a ravias of wine. He gave them enough to make them shiker. Sheshasu Yosef ravias kedei l'shaker. Vein shina mafigasoi. The Gemara says over there, loishanu, it's only sleep helps to be mafigit. Only when you drink a ravias, but Yosef ravias, kol shekein shederach, over there it says going on the way, v'shina mishakarsa, it makes you even more drunk. It makes you even more drunk. So therefore, adarabba, he gave them more than ravias, kedei l'shaker v'en shinim v'fagazai. Adarabba, kol shekein sheshinim v'shakartai, kedomer be'ervin, like it says over there. V'yatoyin sha'yidei masha yeshosli v'shikr gonav ha'gaviyazeh. So this was Yosef's plan. I just want to point out, Rav Dom, Zozan Gezunten Stark, points out over here, that the Magen Avraham and Simon Sadi Tess, if Kata Dalit, he brings it in the case of Mishnah, that this that we say, that if you are drunk, you drank a lot, Shina makes you more drunk, is only if it's a little bit of Shina. But Adarabba, if you sleep very long, as we know, you sleep it off, it's Mifagasai, so he wants the Taina, that it says, HaBoiker Or Vanashim Shulchu, Moirish Yesh Shiashnu Ma'at V'loi Kol HaLayla. In other words, They ate, they drank, and Abaykar was already morning. It was already morning, and we'll see this in some of the other Mefarshim. So they didn't sleep a lot. They didn't sleep a lot. He wants to be medayik, and Mimela, that's what the Meir Simcha is dining. So Meir Simcha is coming over here with a practical reason. Vayishkeru imoy. This was a plan from Yosef HaTzadik to make sure that his plot to get Binyamin as an Eved will be able to be Kayim. Why? Because if he just accuses of being a Ganav, and they find the Gavia that he planted, so he'll say, I want him as an Eved. What do you mean? Throw him in jail. What do you want him as an Eved for? I want him as an Eved. They'll say, that can't be true, because who keeps a Ganav in this house? Here's a Pasha de Teretz. Pasha de Teretz is, no. The reason he stole wasn't because that's who he is as a Ganav. He became a Bissel Shikr. Bissel Shikr, he was Chaymed, the fancy Gavi, and he took it. You'll say, so just drink a little bit of wine. That's enough to make a person a little Shikr. We find in the olden days like that, the strong wines like that, you're not allowed to paskin, you're not allowed to do different things. If you know daven, even if it's shasash revius yayin, it's gebracht in shulchan aruch like that. Our wines are much weaker than that, but in the olden days, that's what it was, a revius of yayin. So zokter ver simcha, yeah, but they went to sleep, so now they're not drunk anymore. No, vayishkeru, since they're so drunk, sleep doesn't make them less drunk. Adarav, it makes them more drunk. It doesn't help them more hungover, and it's a good taina. Rav Dom just points out, you have to say it was a little bit of sleep according to the Kesef Mishnah. So that's why the Torah says, Vayishtu Vayishkaru Imai. That is Rav Meir Simcha's pshat over here. Okay. The Netziv. The Netziv is bothered by this question as well, and he says, Vayishkaru Imai. Yoyser Mimasha Amar Yosef Ki'iti Yoichlu. Yosef had said, they're going to eat with me. They did more. They actually drank with him. And it says imoy. If you remember, we had a shear on the imoy itoy. And it sieves yisoyv, malbims yisoyv, the sitz yisoyv. Imoy means together for the same reason. They were both besimcha together. Vayishkeru imoy. The shichrus here, the drinking, wasn't a drinking b'derech genai. It showed the simcha what was going on. What simcha are we referring to over here? Bishlama Yosef, he has Binyamin. But what about the brothers? Zokta in itziv in harchiv dover. Nira loymar. Basher chayovim lohidis lashem shemoltom in achashad shal meraglim. L'chayra, they had been accused of meraglim the last time they were here. He kept Reuven, right? They went back, he said, you got to bring down Binyamin. And that's how I'll know that you're not meraglim. So they came back with Binyamin, and yes. He said, okay, I see you're right. You're talking not meraglim. So l'chayra, they were saved from sakanas nefashas. They had an obligation, l'hoidus l'Hashem. V'harei, shal shilton yokar yoda v'hikir kikeidim heim. U'pisam harbe l'chashat. And not only that, the ruler recognized that they're saying the truth. And adarabba, he was coming to be mafayis them. You'll come eat with me. This is how they understood it. I was choshed you b'ksherim. I suspected you incorrectly. Now you proved yourself right. So adarabba, look, I'm going to give you extra. You're going to come and eat with me. And part of it is the palace. Uchimai, listen to the Netziv. Shaya b'veis hamigdash nog lovi taida. Just like in the days of the Beis Hamigdash. When a person had to thank Hashem, he brought a carbon taida. Ubishas achilas ha-taida lefarsim es ha-neisil es-aproi. And the minig was, and this is the Netziv, over there in Parshas Toidim, Parshas Tzav, that's why you have 40 loaves of lechem. You got to invite lots of people to be able to eat it. You only have the day and the night to eat a carbon toida. How you can eat it all? You got to call other people. What do you do when the other people are there? You mefarsim es hanes. Ulisaproi. The mitzvah is not just to thank Hashem, to get up b'rabim and tell over the neis and show the chastei Hashem. Kedichsiv l'cho ezbach zevach toida. We said in Hallel today, uvishem Hashem ekra. So says the Netziv. So what did they do when before there was a carbon taida? Or in a situation, person can't bring a carbon taida. So what do you do? You make a Sudas Haidah, but what do you do at that Sudas Haidah? Listen to the Netziv. This is the first Sudas Haidah, I think, in history. And what do you do? Levarich al kais yayin. If you don't have a Karban Taidah, you make a bracha and a kais of wine. Kidichsiv kais Yeshua is Esa. The kais of salvation I will raise up, uveshem Hashem ekra, and I will call the shame of Hashem. The same lecha ezbach zevach Taidah, uveshem Hashem ekra. B'shem Hashem ekra means to be mefar. When you don't have the Zevach Taida, you take a Kais of Yayin that represents the Kais Yeshuais. Uveshem Hashem Ekra. V'hinei b'asher achim kulam havi b'ayis etzara v'ayis agula. Now, all of the brothers were in the Tzara and in the Gula. So they're all the Balei Devarim. We gave a shir on the Ranach a few weeks ago. On the Ranach. Rabbi Leo ibn Chaim, and the Ranach says that even Birchas HaGaimel has to be in front of people who are not in the Tzara. In other words, the one who's benching Gaimel is not counted in the Minyan. He's not min haminyan. And we don't pasken this way. Mishbura pasken is not like that, but he brings down this Ranach. The Berhetav, I think, brings it down. Shartzion, the Ranach holds that you have to say over, you have to be Moidel Hashem in front of 10 people, but you don't count. And that's why he says, a pshat, that there's a if a person is going on out in the midbar or something like that, and they were in a matzav of sakana, so they don't bench gaimel till they get back to civilization. Why don't bench if they're out of sakana? So let them bench right away. Torah says all the people with them were in the sakana. You can't bench gaimel in front of the people who were in the sakana. You need other people. You got to get back to civilization. I said this in the shir on the life and Torah of our leaders on the Ranach. So here he's saying a similar thing. L'saper es haneis. You want to tell it to people who don't know what happened. You should have at least two people who don't know what happened. He says, just like it says in Masechta Brachos, Devina Nasar, you need 10 people. Trei minay rabbanon. Two of the 10, it says when you bench Gaimel, it should be in front of a minion, two of them rabbonim. What do you need the two rabbonim for? Zokta Nesiv, you need 10 people for the Shechina to be there. But you need two rabbonim shemevini masipur al nachayim, that they're able to see, and other mefarshim say this as well, you need two rabbonim to be able to understand the nes that went on to see the Hashkachas Hashem. So the Nesiv is saying it's the same idea. You need two people here who are brand new and weren't part of the Tzara to say the nes. Alkein kishin itzdarfu binyamin shaloi haya bitzara. So then we're mitzdarf with Binyamin, who wasn't in the Tzara. Vashilton is chaber gamkein imai. So now it was Yosef was also with them. Now they didn't know Yosef knew this whole plot over here, but Yosef wasn't in the Tzara. Yosef was a part of the player of the Tzara. So now they have two people to say the nates over in front of, Yosef and Binyamin. So what did they do? Shasu kais yeshuais. They drank a kais yeshuais. V'shikru imay, and they became shikr with him. B'chedva uv'simcha shel mitzvah. This shikrus wasn't like the Ivei Tayar says. It was a midas genayad rabba. It was a shikrus and a simcha shel mitzvah kidin taydol Hashem. Zokt netziv asher ksiv shtei pamim uv'shem Hashem ekra. Just like it says, as we said before, of Hashem Hashem Ekra twice. It says it, Asher Shneim Koi Al Kois Yeshuais, Likroi B'Shem Hashem Al Kois Yeshuais. So he says, it says Kois Yeshuais. Of Hashem Hashem Ekra, he wants to say now is for both of them. It's going on both Kois Yeshuais. And Kois Yeshuais itself is a Lashon Rabbim. So you have Yeshuais 2, times 2 V'Shem Hashem Ekra, you have Dalet Kaisis. Like the Dalet Kaisa is K'may Shel Pesach. Dal kaisis on Pesach. So now, when you dilute wine, it's a revius of wine of strong wine. You put in 3/4 of you dilute it with water. So now, uviyesh ben revius yayin chai. So now you times that by 4. Again, how does this work? Right, because since you dilute it. One part wine to 3 parts water. So in 4, so that's how, again, every kais is a revius of wine. How do you make a revius of wine? You take a quarter of that revius, meaning one, what is that? Whatever that is, a quarter of that revius, 1/16, and you have a revius of a lug. I'm sorry. Start again. You have, I'm sure you're all laughing at me now out there. So you have a revius of wine. How do you make that revius of wine? A quarter of that is the very strong, undiluted wine, and 3/4 is water. That's how you get your size of a revius of wine. So when you have 4 of those together, a quarter, a quarter, a quarter, will get you a total of a revius of yayin chai, which is shir shichrus. That's the shir shichrus, which is interesting, the cheshbon, because the chayr, the whole yisayit of shir shichrus when it's not diluted. But this is what he's saying. Since they had kais yishuais, and that's double already, v'shem Hashem erka, so they had 4. In 4 cups, you have a shir of revius of yayin chai, which is shir shichrus. Misham hachik siva yishkiru. But the yisayit adover, and getting all the technicalities here, is he's saying that vayishlu vayishkuru imay, they were all together besimcha. What was the simcha? Lahidus lashem kaisis shuis esa uveshem Hashem ekra. Now they had Yosef and Binyamin here to relate the nays that they were suspected, and now he doesn't suspect them. And look, he's adrabba, he's bringing them together, and he's trying to mimifyas them. Azoi learned in Netziv, it wasn't a shichrus of gnai adrabba, it was shichro imay bechedra uveshimcha shal mitzvah. But I have to share with you something I saw years ago from the Divrei Yirmiyahu, who is a Talmud of the Netziv in Valozhin, Rav Chaim Yirmiyahu Flansburg. And he says in Meridik of Pshat here, Meridik. And he also is bothered by Ishtu Vaishkaru Imai. And he says, he's Medayik also, since this is Habaykar Arv Anashim Shulchu, they were sent off, and the Avdei Yosef, everyone was all around. He says they must have been all up a whole night. He said, must have been up a whole night. So he says as follows, what was going on over here? Listen what he says, and it's really, he has a sefer called Divrei Yirmiyahu Drushas, and over there is long Drushas, and he has a drasha there about this. But he says, Bekitzer here on Chumash, on this pasuk, Vaneri Li, he says, what happened was, that night, Kol b'nei beisei shel Yosef, here Binyamin had to come down. They were trying to cheer up Binyamin. What do you mean, cheer up Binyamin? They gave him presents. 5 times the amount of everyone else. He says, you want to know why that happened? Because on this night, Yosef revealed himself to Binyamin. He said, Ani Yosef. He didn't tell the brothers till next week's parsha. You hear this chiddush? He says he revealed himself to Binyamin that night. Binyamin was in the whole plot. He knew everything. And then he writes in brackets, Afal pi shaloi matzasi zeb medrash mefurish. I didn't find it in a medrash mefurish. She Yosef Gil Binyamin Shu Achiv. He says, but in my sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu Chelek Beis, I brought rayas from midrashim like that. But Shuv Masazi Kaes, and then I found that it's written in the Sefer Hayasha, not the Sefer Hayasha Ben Atab. Sefer Hayasha is a history midrashim sefer, and Itaka says it over there. I heard the Sefer Hayasha, I don't know, when I was in 9th or 10th grade. We had our English principal in Philadelphia was Rav Aaron Mandelbaum, Zayn Gesundin Stark. And he substituted us one day, and he said, I saw the Sefer Yasha brought down. I looked through the whole Sefer Yasha Ben Utam. I couldn't find it. Anyone can find it for me, I'll have a Akar Sataif. And I found it in that Sefer Yasha of the history Sefer Yasha. I found it for him. So that's the first time I heard it. Then I saw this Divrei Yirmiyahu, and as we'll see, it's unbelievable. Years later, I met him here. His son, Reb Chaim, used to live here. And I told him he didn't remember the whole Sefer Yosh. He didn't remember the whole story. But anyways, I mean, he remembered this medrash. He didn't remember that he was once looking for it and the whole thing that I found it for him. But I told him this Divrei Yirmiyahu. I remember the parking lot of the Kailu years and years ago. So he says like this. So he says, Kamuvan, in the base Yosef, there was a Simcha Gedaila. Yosef and Binyamin and the whole Asnas, Menashe, Ephraim, their mamish besimcha over here. They reunited over here with Binyamin. But the problem is, they're all besimcha, and the Achei Yosef are going to wonder what's going on. What's this big party going on? Yosef, Binyamin, everybody's so happy. So he says, it's going to be a pellet to them. So therefore, Yosef was mitzvah that everyone should drink a lot of wine. He got everybody shikr. And everyone's going to say, oh, and the brothers will say, oh, you know why everybody's so happy over here? Because everybody's shikr. It was because of the wine. And therefore they weren't able to tell in the faces of Yosef and Bnei Beisai that there's something out of the ordinary. And that's Vayishnu Vayishkuru Imai. What's this Imai, he says? The word Imai is lemaiser, it's extra. The Teretz says they all drank, he drank with them, and they drank together. Kadesh Aliyargishu Asimcha Bifanov. And they'll say it was the Simcha from the wine. Now, when he was drinking a lot, they had to also drink a lot. Now, if Yosef's drinking, the king's drinking, they have to drink as well. So he's saying Yosef drank, so they shouldn't chap that he's extra besimcha. That's why once he's drinking, they have to drink with him as well, the king. That's vayishtu vayishkuru imoy. But the ikker reason there was drinking going on over here was in order that Yosef should be drunk, so the brothers should not wonder why he's extra besimcha. That's the Amar Dikab Shah from the Devar Yirmiyahu. Listen to what he says now. V'hine, we say in Kapitel Pei in Tehillim, Lifnei Ephraim u'Binyamin u'Menashe, Oiros Kivurasecha. In front of Ephraim, Binyamin and Menashe, Oiriro, you awakened Kivurasecha, U'lechal Yeshua Salonu, Hashem bring us to Yeshua. Frak the Divri Yirmiyo. What does this mean? Why are we only asking Lifnei Ephraim u'Binyamin u'Menashe, B'ma'oirir your Kivura? What all about the rest of Klal Yisrael? Is it referring to the past? Is it referring to the future? And also, what's going on over here? Why Ephraim u Binyamin u Menashe? Why is Binyamin in the middle between Ephraim u Menashe? What's Oirira? Well, what's Oirira Gvura Secha? So Zokter, that I was mefarish this in the Drasha Sefer, Drasha Hey, he says in his Drasha Sefer, this idea that Yosef had already revealed himself to Binyamin. So he says, what happened over here? When they walked out to the party, after they gave him the Masais, how did they walk? They walked, Menashe, Ephraim, and Binyamin walked together. Binyamin was Be'emtza, because he was the Gadol. He was the Gadol, Binyamin. Ephraim is on the right side, because he's the one who learned Torah. He was the bigger of the two, and Menashe was on the left. Whenever the Gemara tells us, in Yuma, three people walk, the Rav is Be'emtza, the Gadol is on the right, and the next one is on the left. So when they came out, Binyamin was in the middle, Ephraim on the right, Menashe on the right, and Binyamin, Ephraim on the right, and Menashe on the small. So therefore, Zokt the Divri Yirmiyo, we're davening Takadosh Baruch here in Kapitel Pei. Rabbi Nisham, we're in such a long galus. What happened in the first Tzara of Klal Yisrael? When Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, he was hidden from them for so long. He didn't reveal himself immediately to everyone. First, there was a small revelation to Binyamin. And then was the big revelation in next week's parasha to all the brothers, and Yosef, and eventually to Yaakov Avinu. So we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lepachas at least, even if you're not ready to show us the true Hisgalos of the big Geula, but a little of a Geula, the beginnings of a Geula. Make the Isairus Aschalto the Geula, the Megala B'miksas, and then you'll bring the Geula Shleima. And that's what we're saying in this Pasuk, Noye Katzoin Yosef. Yosef HaKruvim, HaKadosh Baruch is Yosef amongst the Kruvim. The Kruvim have their wings and they cover over on the Shekhinah. He's not Mizgala Lanu. And we're asking, Haifia, please show us something. Show us like Yosef did to his brothers. How did Yosef do to his brothers? Lifnei Ephraim, uVinyamin, uMenashe, Oiros Gvurasecha. When we look at the three of them, and we look at the beginning of the Geula, what do we see? We see Binyamin in the middle. And we see Ephraim on the right, and Menashe on the small. Lifnei Ephraim, uVinyamin, uMenashe, Oiros Gvurasecha. Make a his oirus for your gvura, the eschalta of these galos, just like you did it, just like Yosef did it, lifnei Ephraim uVinyamin uMenashe, and then ulechal Yeshua Salanu, and then Bez Hashem bring the full geula, just like Yosef was finally megala himself to his brothers. This is Marid Kapshat in the pasuk in Tehillim over there that we asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and this is Zman of Nisim, Asanisim Laviseinu Bayomim Meim Zman Hazeh. You're allowed to ask for Nisim. Nisim. Some say it's brought down halacha. If you forget Allah Nisim, you could say Harachaman. Harachaman Yasa Nisim and Iflois. The Mefarshim asks, what do you mean? Hu Yasa, he asked to do Nisim? Shari Tshuva and Kuf Pei Zayin and Uchaz Berchas Hamazon talks about it. It's good to look what he says over there. But some Mefarshim say, I think the Sfas Emes says, no, in the Zman of Nisim, you're allowed to ask for Nisim. This is the Zman of Nisim. We could ask the Rabbeinu Shalom for Nisim. We're Meshabeach Takadosh Baruch Hu Koytzi Shu Esesa. Koytzi Shu Esesa. We say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hashem Hashem Ekra. We say over all the Nisim, but we're Mevakish to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lifnei Ephraim, Uvin Yom, Menashe, Eres, Kavur Hasecha. Alis Tabisil, Hisgalus, Rabbeinu Shalom. And then Bez Hashem, Uluchal, Yeshua, Salonu, bring the full Yeshua, Bez Hashem, Mimheira, V'yameinu, Amen, Kol Tov, Afreilich, and Chanukah.